This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You had to select a word that describes your mood, your thoughts, the vantage point of going into another growing season for farmers and ranchers and folks that implement dealers and car dealers and, you know, as ag goes, all of North Dakota goes, really. So, yeah, seed dealer, sure. You're tied to an implement dealer, you bet, but really everybody is. What would it be? What's the word? Picking up a lot of optimism here, and I didn't expect that. Cautious optimism, yes, but we're at the K-Fire Agri International Bismarck Event Center. Annual event, been going on a lot of years. And stop by, say hi. Love to see you. Let me know what that word is. If you can't be here, send us a text at 701-226-8503. The telephone number you can text to. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is manning the controls back at the mothership of 550 K-Fire today.
Oh.
Beaming our signal.
I'm waiting for some of those nice warm almonds and stuff that you got right next door to you.
Exceptionally nuts. Yes. Yes, in fact, the proprietor has told me that she just saw a very good, interesting article in Forbes magazine I've got to read about the lack of celebrities participating in the cleanup effort at the Dakota Access Pipeline campsite. Isn't that funny? You know, celebrities quick to come down here. You know, where's Leonardo DiCaprio now, right? Where's Jesse Jackson now? Where are all these cause du jour, these actors and actresses I've never heard of before that were showing up to say, this is terrible, this is awful, this is bad, bad. Yeah, nowhere. And, you know, cars abandoned, big mess. The mess out there today is just unbelievable because, of course, it's starting to melt. So you're walking in ankle-deep water, and it's unbelievable. So I got to check out that Forbes article because that's a good point. I'll share that. I'll also share the Dakota Access Pipeline Protest Committee hearing that's happening in Washington, D.C. today. One of the reasons that Congressman Kevin Cramer is not here today is he normally is on Wednesday. He'll be here Friday. In his place is the House Majority Leader, Representative Al Carlson of Fargo, here for the whole hour to answer your calls, questions, and comments, and any and everything related to what's happening in the North Dakota legislature. Al, thanks for taking the time for us today. How are you?
You know, things are busy up here, Scott.
Give me a couple of cliff notes. What are you busiest with? Obviously, the heavy lift, if you told us all along, is this significant belt tightening and prioritizing on budget issues, but there's always priorities that are having to be wrestled with in the legislature. What's different this time around?
Well, you know, quite obviously the revenue is different. By no means, you know, everybody says that we're broke. We're not broke. We still have $5 billion worth of revenue we're collecting from our taxpayers in one form or another. So we just have to reprioritize a little bit. A lot of the one-time things that we had the luxury of spending on are going to be gone. But on the average, most budgets are going to be down, you know, 15 to 20% over where they were in the 15-17 budget cycle. So there's about 630 less FTE positions. And by the way, very few pink slips. Most of those are unfilled positions. But we are downsizing significantly. That's a lot of people, 630 people. So, you know, money always dominates, but we always have the issues like the sexual orientation bill or the marijuana bill or the autism bill. I mean, there's always those issues that come up on the floor that aren't money-related but that draw a lot of interest. So right now our committee work is done. The last of the committees are coming out of committee today, the last of the bills, and the appropriators are putting the final touches on the bills. And in our next 8 days here, 7 days, we're going to kick out 140 bills that we have left. And we'll be ready for crossover probably next Thursday night.
And explain what happens at crossover for folks.
Everything at crossover, every bill that was acted on in the House goes to the Senate, and every Senate bill that was acted on comes over to the House that was passed. All the budgets are divided by half. We get half of the budgets. They get half of the budgets. We transfer those budgets across. And then we, after that, we go to conference committee. After we, if any bills are changed from the form that they came to us, we go to conference and I reach an agreement. If there's no changes, they head down to the governor for a signature.
All right. So, and that that is the that's the halfway point. That's when we when we get there. Interesting. Okay. So, and by the way, the 630 number that you're talking about reductions in the positions. That's that is what? What is that? Is that just in state agencies?
Yeah. Well, that's all throughout state government except in higher education. And that number I don't have in front of me today, so I can't tell you what that number is. However, there are going to be some significant reductions in higher education dollars. We do not have that budget in the House, but there is a lot of talk about putting some caps on tuition so they don't shift this budget change in numbers off to the backs of the students. They made a couple exceptions, I think, in terms of the med school and the law school, but or areas that we are quite low in tuition compared to other schools that offer the same thing. But there's going to be some belt tightening on the higher ed side as well.
Yeah, there seems to be some howls. Are you hearing the howls? I saw a front page story, Bismarck Tribune today, about the reduction in personnel at Bismarck State College. A little controversy up in Grand Forks over a hospitality position that works with the First Lady and at the residence there that is causing a bit of a stir. Is this just kind of the stuff you're used to? Is this a little more than you expected? What's your take on the concerns related to personnel from higher ed?
You know that they are quite obviously set aside from us. They're governed by a board, and we basically fund the money, and then it's up to them to manage the programs and to manage the dollars. Obviously, we're blamed. They'd like more money in the pot, but quite obviously, Scott, it just isn't there this time. And since I've been the leader, we've almost doubled our general fund contribution to higher education since 2009. And quite honestly, we needed to rein that back in a little bit. We need to take a good, hard look at results and programs, and they need to be as efficient. They need to take a look at all the mid-level they have on staff that are not instructors and take a good hard look at how they do business. And that's not something they're doing with a great deal of affection for us.
All right. Questions, comments, welcome for Leader Carlson today on the program at 800-228-0550. Chad in Fargo, go ahead. Chad, are you there?
Maybe not.
Okay. I'm not having faulty hearing here. You're not hearing him either.
Right, I'm not hearing him either.
I'm going to put that on hold and let you attend to that and see if you can get an answer from Chad there before I go back to the calls. Just make sure we don't have a technical issue there. We do have a number of questions that have come in by Facebook, and we can start with a few of those.
I got a quickie here, too.
You have a quickie as in off-air call, Todd?
Yep.
Go ahead and roll that for now.
Can you tell me how it is that the bill to kill Common Core in the legislature got killed? Thank you.
You know, there's not a short answer for that, but Common Core has been removed from North Dakota curriculum. The big argument was the fact, Scott, that if you looked at curriculum that was rewritten by North Dakota educators, there's a considerable amount of it that has the same guidelines that were in Common Core. They felt there was parts of that worth keeping. The bill was very I didn't like the way the bill was written, so I didn't support it because Massachusetts standards that are 10 years old were not what I was interested in. So the bill in itself had some flaws, I thought, and that's why I voted against it. That issue is not ever over because people just don't plan to not like Common Core.
North Dakota lawmakers appear to be moving towards repealing the last vestiges of the blue law, writes Rick, and allowing stores to open before noon on Sunday. Why, then, does the legislature refuse to touch the pharmacy ownership law with a 10-foot pole? That law stifles competition and is another glaring example of North Dakota's infamous protectionism and nanny state laws.
Well, that was on the ballot, and the voters, we've tried in the legislature several times on the pharmacy law, which the law basically says you have to be 51% owned by a local person. It cannot be a chain. We have the only, now all of a sudden I've lost the name of the store, but it's the only one in the country that doesn't sell pharmaceuticals because it can't in North Dakota because it isn't locally owned. It's on the corner of like 45th Street and 13th Avenue. The name skips me, but the point is, Scott, on that law, the people voted to keep it the way it is. It was on the ballot a couple years ago, and I thought that they would say, let's have open access and competition. They voted no. So the legislature has tried. The people have said no.
All right, sure. Break. Come back with more. I wanted to have a touch on the blue law thing, too. We had a couple of questions related to that and that debate this go around. Chad and Dickinson, Karen and Fargo waiting on the phone calls as well, some texts, and lots of Facebook questions for Al Carlson. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the North Dakota Legislature, 258-0550. Call with your questions.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide, do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Agri International at the Bismarck Event Center today on What's on Your Mind, and a lot of things happening here. I mentioned earlier at 11 today, first of the seminars will kick off, and the land values and trends is the topic of the 11 a.m. session. Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty will be doing that. Looking forward to that, and to tell us a little bit about what will be happening at that event is Kristen Gill. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. So for folks coming in for the event at 11 today, what will happen? Tell us.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about land values, cash rents, and trends kind of at the macro level, what we're seeing in the industry. We'll also talk about land management options. That's a service that we provide where if you've got someone who wants to maintain their land, doesn't want to sell it, but they maybe don't want to be an active landowner and want to transition into passive land ownership, then that's a service we can provide. We will help them identify tenants, go out and rent, help them negotiate the rent contracts on their behalf, visit the land a couple times a year, provide an annual report. Anyways, that's the service that we provide, so we'll talk about that a little bit. And then we'll close with capital gains taxes, things to be thinking about on that front if you're looking at selling your land, and some options for tax deferral strategies to mitigate that impact.
And the people that I've talked to that have been to these that you've done, not only throughout North Dakota, a number of the ag seminars, but also down in Arizona and California and other places as well, is to really get a good idea on trends for rents and what the, you know, what land rents are going for these days. So that, yeah, that's helpful information too. Right?
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. It's good information. We'll give them a printout of what we talk about so they can take it home and have it for future use to refer back to as well. So.
Fantastic. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you.
Have fun. That's at 11 today, 11 a.m. today at the Bismarck Event Center, Land Values and Trends Seminar. Piper's Auction Realty puts it on, does a nice job. Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Back with more with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader. Your calls, your questions, your comments. Welcome for Al here. Chad and Dickinson, go ahead for Al. You're next up.
Yeah, I got a comment followed by a question. The comment is how, Mr. Carlson, you just stated on the pharmacy bill that the people voted on it. We voted no. And I understand there's people disagreeing with it, and I don't see why the legislation can't just go in and change the bill like they're trying to do with, well, now is my question, is with the Compassionate Care Act. I understand last week Kelly Armstrong had mentioned there's certain things wrong with it, especially he mentioned that the sale of it is still a crime, yet I understand there is a piece of legislature trying to go through right now to decriminalize it. The way that I look at what is being done to the Compassionate Care Act is it's basically being written to turn it over to the pharmaceutical companies, with the plant being excluded from it completely and only being in pill and oil form. I don't understand how you can, in one sentence, say that the people voted on it, but then on your own, along with Mr. Wardner, sit there and rewrite another one. I don't get it. I don't get how you guys can even do that.
Well, we voted all kinds of times on the pharmacy bill, and that was sent to the ballot as an initiative instituted by the pharmaceutical companies or by a certain number of pharmacies, particularly Walmart and some of the others, and the people overwhelmingly said no. So on that side, we could bring that bill back tomorrow, and it would pass, and it would be challenged, or may not pass. We have never been able to pass it out of the House. So I'm telling you that we've done it, and it's failed here, and we've tried. So that one's completely different. But the marijuana bill, there's all kinds of issues within that bill. One of the major flaws in the bill was that nowhere in the bill did it call for a federal waiver to be allowed to do it, because it has to have that required in order for it to be sold within our borders of our state, because it's an illegal product. And now all of a sudden the people that were promoting it, knowing that has to be fixed or this bill nothing can go forward, are now starting to think that they should work with us on making this into a bill that's what the people thought they've got. So it's an interesting process, and we're going to stick with it.
Oh, I understand that, you know, to fix it, but to completely change it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, have you read the entire 81 pages?
I have not. I've only read the changes that are being proposed.
Okay, you should read all 81 pages where it was bits and pasted between Connecticut, Delaware, Colorado, California, Minnesota, and as they patched it together, things were left out, were incomplete. They didn't ask for the waivers, and what this is doing. And by the way, the issue of smoking the product is still up for debate as to whether or not, if that was the only method that would be determined by a doctor benefit an individual, I think we're going to probably do something on a waiver on that side to allow that, because we understand medically there are some situations where only the smoking side could help people. But again, this is still a work in progress. It's over in the Senate. They're trying to clean it up, and it's not over yet. And then it's going to come to the House for another full hearing. And when it gets over here, we'll look at all those complaints as well and see what we do to it.
Chad, appreciate the call. Another texter on this issue said, you're working on legislation allowing federal law to be ignored related to firearms. Why not do the same for medical marijuana?
You know, and I would disagree with that statement that we're ignoring federal law on firearms. There are certain authorities that have been given to the states. We're working within the limits of what is allowed for a state to deal with. So that part I disagree with, Scott. And those bills aren't done either. We're not going to have wide open carry around the state. Some of those things that were bills in, they're introduced, but they're not going to pass in the final form. So that is not probably going to happen. But this, the Compassionate Care Act, is a very interesting act. If you dug into all the little fine details of this bill, you'd realize that it's very complicated and it needs a great deal of scrutiny to make sure that it's done properly. And again, it's a federally illegal product, Scott. The Attorney General of the United States tomorrow could say nobody in the country could do it, and it'd be over with.
Well, the one thing I've said to people who have called about this, I said, I don't think Al Carlson's sitting in his office saying, well, we're going to change this. I think you got the Attorney General's office coming in. You have the Department of Health coming in saying, hey, here's the problems this will cause, so what do we do about it, right? I mean, it's not like you're out to, you know, disregard the voters and 64% of the voters on this particular issue. You're taking some counsel from the legal side and from the health side, I guess, right?
But of course we are. Those are the major players in this. The way the original bill was written and the fact that it could be grown just about anywhere was a law enforcement nightmare as far as how you deal with the illegal distribution of a product that can be grown almost anywhere.
What do you say? What do you say to folks who say, well, I mean,
from seed to distribution, Scott?
A lot of people.
And that's the way it should be done, and it could be struck down tomorrow.
A lot of people also say, hey, that's what's in there, that's what we voted on, and so that's what should happen, chapter and verse. So,
well, I tell you what, I challenged that guy, asked him if he'd read it, and he said no, and I guarantee you most of the people, other than those that brought the petitions in, have not read the entire document, and if they did, they would say, I'm not sure that's what I voted for.
All right, another question. Let's see here. Let's go to Kenny. Let's rethink the private property bill for landowners. This is purely an anti-hunting move, or at best, how much are you willing to pay to hunt on my land? Yes, it's their property, but this completely shuts out hunting. Right now, the landowners are complaining about having to put signs out with a name and number. Many do not even do that. How will you ever be able to contact the landowner who, in most cases, doesn't even live in the area? I will give you a chance to address that after the break, since we're up against the clock here, but we've talked about this quite a bit. It's actually a piece of legislation that's currently in the Senate, but after the crossover, could end up over in the House. We'll talk about it when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Mader with BF Imagewear discussing the far-reaching impact of a work accident.
Something we don't often think of, and that's the far-reaching impact that an accident has. You've got, you know, obviously the personal impact is huge physically, but there's also a lot of mental and emotional trauma with that. You've got your friends that are impacted by that, your community. And, you know, we live and work in North Dakota, so we understand how small community works. And if you know somebody that's been in an accident, it has pretty large ramifications. You know, there's also financial strain both on employers and on individuals. Really, the untold story is who else is affected by this.
Learn practices and procedures to protect yourself. Register for one of three electrical safety courses now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Kevin Piper's in the house. Just saw him getting ready for that land seminar coming up here less than a half hour away. I'd hustle in and take that one in if you can. That'll be a dandy. Randy Lloyd is here from Legacy Seeds. Integrity in every bag. Randy's out of Alice, North Dakota. How you doing, Randy?
Good. Self, Scott.
Nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
How's the show going so far?
It's terrific. I always love coming to the Agri International, KFYR Agri International. It's a great show. It's a little bit different than the other shows that we might attend in Fargo and Minot. It's really dedicated to the rancher and the cattle guys. So we have some great alfalfa, some great silage corn and other products that fits well with the ranching industry out west here.
What do our rancher friends have in the way of a frame of mind going into this upcoming year? What sense are you getting from them on how things are looking?
Well, you know, I think the cattle prices have dipped down, and that's always a concern. It's kind of the same thing with the farmers. Commodity prices have dropped, so that's always a concern. But what I do know is that farmers have a great deal of faith in what they're doing to produce their cattle and to produce their crops. So they just have a great attitude. I'm not sure I would have that kind of attitude. It's so dependent on Mother Nature.
Got to be optimistic if you're in that game, right?
No kidding.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else you want to tell us about what you'll be doing in the Legacy Seeds booth today here?
We're located in the South Arena across from the Beer Garden. And booth 440.
That's a magnet to pull, man, right?
Well,
right
it
by
is,
the beer garden.
It's interesting. I predicted that about 3 o'clock the beer garden would start filling up. It actually started at 2.
So 5 o'clock somewhere.
exactly. So, if you have a chance, stop by the booth. We'll talk to you about your special needs and how we might be able to fulfill those. It's great to be here. When I'm out east, I listen to 1100, when I run out of that signal, I turn over to KFYR. So,
well, you're a man after my own heart, by golly, with that. Listening to two great radio stations there. So, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Good to see you, Randy. Have a good time.
All right,
right by the beer garden, you'll find Legacy Seeds there. Randy Lloyd with us on What's on Your Mind. Al Carlson is here. We're doing the Talk Radio Town. All your questions and comments, welcome. So we had a question related to Senate Bill 2225. It is a product of 189 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and landowners, farmers, and ranchers who have had their private property rights destroyed by a bunch of thugs. So I think the legislation is well-intentioned. I think it makes some sense. I don't personally. I called it a no-brainer, and I know some people have been upset with that, to say, well, why is the onus on the landowner Why wouldn't the onus be on me as a hunter to say, I'm going to go find out who owns the land? You and I have hunted a little land before, all over by, Gene Nicholas's place. We'd never think of going there without calling Gene first, right? Or going out there. So this is
the trouble is finding access or finding a lot of these owners is difficult. But the point is, we already have, Scott, this is this affects every hunter in North Dakota, not just those people who, by the way, we're already violating all the whole set of statutes that we already have on the books on criminal trespass and damage to property. So, if you want to talk issues that stir people up, talk about hunting and fishing and abortion and smoking and things like that, and you really stir this place up. And I personally am not going to support it. I think it's too broad sweeping, and I think we already have laws on the books to deal with those issues. But what happened to those people south of here was terrible. I mean, they had fences cut and animals killed and hay stolen. They had things set on fire. They had all kinds of issues and things that were deposited in their mailbox that you and I don't even want to talk about, and garbage dumped in their driveways. And they had some terrible things happen. The point is, most all of those were already breaking the law without a new one. So I think that this is an overreach. I sympathize. And we are doing a whole package of bills regarding anti-masking and not only trespass, but it deals with riot control and things. And those will be out and down in the governor's office by Friday.
All right. More of your questions, comments for Al Carlson. Welcome. Let's go to Stacy in Bismarck. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stacy, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call this morning. Representative Carlson, I just wanted to touch base with you on your statement of we do not have common core in North Dakota. I'm wondering if you could provide the people with documentation on that, because as we sit, we still have common core. The rewrite of the standards are common core and are easy to see. And so with this, still having the common core, it's helped our students out to reach 40% proficiency rate. So I'm wondering how we're going to be dealing with that.
You know, the common core issue, they rewrote the standards. Common core federally has gone away. The standard, smarter balance assessment has gone away. So they
right.
might have a different name on them. I asked the question, and I want to tell you I'm not necessarily not on your side on this, because I asked the question, what percentage of the new standards are the old Common Core standards, and I could not get an answer as to what that percentage was. What I do know is that the North Dakota teachers were involved in reviewing those and adding some new ones. Is it enough? Probably not enough. Is this thing over yet? It's not over yet, but it is not called Common Core standards. So we have to now address, are the standards that they have called North Dakota Core, are they acceptable to us or not? And that's where we should center the discussion.
Okay, because you're right, because they are, copyrighted, so we do get to, as was stated on the floor, painstakingly changing verbs. And so it is, they can change 15%. I know one of the big decisions, people were looking at the Massachusetts standards and had concerns about the age. Now, really, when we really look at the age, we're looking at Massachusetts standards being 10 years old and the Common Core standards, which are being rewritten as 7 years old. So really, it isn't an argument of age with those, but getting what is best. And Massachusetts, yes, does not use their standards because they were offered $250,000, and that is why they don't. My other question is for you is I was at the floor vote, and to be honest with you, as a parent that's been working very, very hard on this because I have four children, one child being special needs, the lecture on the floor that you had given that parents need to get more involved and so forth was really disheartening. And really taken back that was a statement that you had made. Do you have any comments on why you kind of nailed down on the parents?
Well, unfortunately, when you use the term parents, everybody gets painted with one brush. And I know there's a lot of parents that do an excellent job. But I can honestly tell you that from the years that I've lived, and I used to be a teacher, there's been less and less parental involvement, and they expect more and more of the parenting to be done by the schools. And it was more of a general statement. It was not a slap at those parents. I have 3 kids and 12 grandkids, and those parents are doing a heck of a job with their kids, and some of them have special needs. But overall, some of the stories even they bring home from their schools around the country are that there are many times no parent involvement at all, and it is part of the problem. Unfortunately, I painted the brush for everybody, and if I offended you, that was not my intention. It was talking about society in general needs to get engaged, and parents need to be parents and need to be engaged in their kids' education like you are.
Appreciate the call, Stacy. I want to go back to a question earlier that I didn't get a chance to have you answer, because I guess it was a two-part question with two issues, but the first part of it related to the blue laws and then went into the situation with the pharmacy law. Specific to that issue, has the page turned, if you will, on the blue laws? What's different this go around, and why do you think the outcome that's come out of the House so far is what it is compared to previous sessions?
You know, I don't know if attitudes have changed that much. We haven't seen it as often in recent years since they moved it to, you know, we've had bits and pieces of it picked away at, Scott. You know, you can have a glass of wine at 11 in the morning having brunch on Sunday. You know, we've picked away at the little parts of this. The car dealers are still exempt from this, and there's some other people, I forget who they are not open Sundays. But my objection to it wasn't the fact, because you can decide when you want to shop. My objection to this was that there's only so much money in the pot, and whether you have 6.5 days or 7 days, there's only so much discretionary money to spend, and as far as the state's concerned, it's not going to increase our sales tax revenues one nickel. Also, we have so many complaints from people, Scott, saying that we have too many part-time employees without benefits. We just were very willing to extend that to have more part-time people on Sunday morning that are not getting benefits, and for those two reasons, I didn't support it. It passed. It'll go forward, and you can shop when you want to shop.
You mentioned earlier that you know, the issues that seem to get attention outweigh those that are the real heavy lift, like on the budget, the sexual orientation bill you mentioned as one example of that. Is the Democratic minority now obsessed with that as an issue? In other words, did they want to? That was an issue in your own election back home. Is it a tool now politically to be used, or are they actually trying to solve a problem in your view?
You know, they think they're solving a problem. I think the problem has already been solved, and there's avenues for them to have recourse if there is a problem. You know, the arguments are from those that come forward were not, you know, those that could not have been handled through the processes we already have. It becomes an issue of whether you believe that it deserves a different status than it has today or not. Quite obviously, the House voted to vote it down, and it didn't go forward. They tried some amendments and things that didn't work. They brought back exactly the same bill with all this perception language in it about and it didn't really protect the bathroom issues for schools and for locker rooms and those kind of things. I mean, there are some real flaws in the bill that too late they tried to correct. So this won't go away. It's a political issue for them. For us, it was a matter of saying, again, it's a poorly crafted bill, and we think those protections are in place. Well, it'll always be a hot button, Scott. It's not going to go away. It'll always be a hot button.
All right, another question on blue law from Alan Bismarck. Also, Karen and Fargo with a question for Representative Al Carlson. We'll do that when we come back with the K-Fire Agra International. Live and on location today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. That's right, folks. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company, but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Stanley and Tioga locations, Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill your cup for free. Learn more about this premier oil field services company in Western North Dakota and find out about MBI's openings now for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, for oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and for water transfer technicians, too. You'll enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Or meet MBI at Pinnacle and Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, with us today from his office of the state capitol. Talk Radio Town Hall. Normally, Congressman Kevin Cramer's here on Wednesday. He will be here Friday this week with your questions and comments. Hearing today on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest happening at this hour in, actually, it starts at noon, I think, Central Time in Washington, D.C., and so we'll get a report on that on Friday. The 189-day saga continues. And now the cleanup making some news, so... before I get back to some of these other calls here, Al, how do you see this Dakota Access Pipeline situation resolving here now? The construction has restarted, court action continuing, the cleanup ongoing there. What's your take on it from a legislative perspective?
You know, we've invested, I was telling your friend on the break, that we've invested almost $33 million in the public safety issues down there. And they're not cleaning up as fast as they need to, this area, this site. So, unfortunately, I see us getting forced into that before this is all over with. But we will continue to provide resources with the hope of getting federal government reimbursement because we still need to protect the safety. And I'm convinced that as the weather gets nicer and they continue drilling, you're going to see some different activity out there. So we need to be diligent and vigilant in how we're handling this. And we will continue to make sure that down there has the proper permits, that it gets completed.
We talked to Kelsey Warren, the president and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, last week. He talked about how heartfelt gratitude he had towards North Dakotans for enduring this whole thing. Talked about how terrible they feel for everything that happened. Said, hey, we remain willing to help in any way we can and are open to suggestions. I know some people bristle at the idea of, you know, Dakota Access contributing to offset that cost because they see it then as some sort of a unholy alliance between, you know, industry and government in that area. What are your thoughts on whether that would be appropriate to take the gift they're offering?
Well, I don't think it is appropriate. I don't think that you should be receiving money from the regulated people that you're regulating. But I also think that this is a federal issue. It was on Fed Core land, a core permit, and I expect every nickel of this money back from the federal government that they've caused us to endure down here. And I think that Senator Hoeven is doing the best he can to try and get that handled in the budgetary process, because we're going to have a loan that's going to sit there until they pay us back.
Al in Bismarck for Al Carlson. Go ahead.
You're talking to Al?
Yeah.
Yes,
Al for Al. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, you guys, I'm against the blue law changes. I'm with you on that. But my question is the people that are supporting this are saying, the people in the legislature are saying they want to get the government out of regulating this, but then why can't car dealers be open? And our bars going to be open, available to be open 24 hours, just like any other retailer? And if not, then it's kind of hypocritical to say we want to get the government out of regulating what business wants to do or, you know, is allowed to do. And then at the same time saying everybody else can do what they want to do, but we're still going to regulate some of these. And I'm just going to hang up and let you answer that one.
Well, there's obviously you listed a whole bunch of inconsistencies right there. You either believe that what the functions of government are and they should stay out of the private sector, or you believe that they should be totally involved in it. But we have people that have been swinging both ways, and that makes it a little difficult from my position, because I'm not quite sure how some of these. I would have not picked that bill passing with the conservative nature by caucus, but it did. So I can tell you that you need to philosophically be solid. And if it's good for one to be open, why isn't it good for everybody else? So, and we have exceptions to the rule, so you're right about that. I can't argue your point.
All right, Don Tioga for Al Carlson. Go ahead. Don? All right, Don's gone. Let's go to Karen in Fargo for Al Carlson. Go ahead, Karen.
What is the autism bill?
The autism bill is going to be a mandate, and that bill is got defeated yesterday. It'll probably be back on the floor today. We're trying to deal with the reimbursement for treatment, various types of treatment for autism. The conflict existed yesterday when it was told that both insurance companies are already covering it, the major ones, Sanford and the Blues, in their plans. So therefore, that there was a discussion that a mandate should not be required or needed. And on the other hand, then they said, well, let's do it anyway if they're covering it. It raises the cost of everybody's policy with these mandates. So it was more of an anti-mandate or the fact that they're already covering an argument. And I expect to see that bill back tomorrow or today on the floor, because it was a one-vote defeat.
Thank you,
Karen. Appreciate the call. Out of time for any other calls or comments, so I'll just give you the last 30 seconds here. Anything that is not getting attention that should be?
No, you know, but Scott, we're at halftime. People get all excited about things, and we're not even at halftime yet. And there's a lot of changes. The final product will be the product to be judged by. So the first half, we give hearings, we pass legislation. Some will make it, some won't. But in the end, we're going to balance this budget. We're going to fund our priorities, and we're going to go home without raising anybody's taxes. So that's where we're at in this session.
And 80 days every other year still enough to be able to do North Dakota's business?
Absolutely, and it's proven to work in the past. Even in tough economic times, we had reserves set aside. We had a allotment method already in place on the books that allowed the governor to do that. And because of those things, we were able to get to not be back here full-time and creating a lot more issues. So I still like the 80-day format. It's very hard to recruit candidates, Scott. And if you took them away from their job every year, we'd lose a lot of people who would not be sitting in these chairs out here because they couldn't afford to do it.
Very good. Al, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it very much. Take care.
You bet.
Major General Al Dorman tomorrow, the North Dakota National Guard. See you, folks. God bless you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.